You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 128. Thank you so much for joining me. So a few years back, I learned a life lesson from my car, and I've been thinking about it again because my youngest son is currently on his way to get his car fixed for a similar issue, and he, like me, waited too long. So as always, I kind of think about the things that happen in life and I apply them more broadly. And today I want you to think about, where does your life need a tune-up? So like I said, I actually wrote about this life lesson learned from my car a few years back. And as I'm revisiting it now, I had to laugh. I had been telling my son for weeks that he needed to get his car fixed, or at least checked. It's not normal to have to put coolant in it all the time. And sure enough, I got the call a few days ago. He was on the side of the expressway, not sure what to do. Thank goodness for AAA. I said, reach into your wallet, look for that card. There's a number. Give it a call and they'll tell you what to do. So I had forgotten that I kind of had a similar situation. So I'm just going to share it with you and then the life lessons that it taught me. And I hope that you can find some little nuggets of wisdom in there as well. So back a few years ago, my car had some issues. I had to keep refilling the coolant reservoir. I assumed that it was leaking, though I didn't know for sure. I've never been a big car person. I don't really enjoy dealing with anything to do with my car other than getting in and driving it where I needed to go. And I was a single mom back then, and so I was just, man, please, please, please let it get me where I need to go. So beyond that, I don't want to take any time on it. I tried to avoid talking about it, getting work done on it, pumping gas into it, filling the tires, or even shopping for a new one. As long as the car I have can fulfill its basic function for me, I'm good to go. So over time, the coolant issue got worse and worse, and I had to spend a bit more time and money dealing with my car. I had to buy coolant and add it. At first, I needed to add it about once a month. Then once every couple of weeks. Then once a week. Finally, I was adding coolant 2 times per week. The gauge I used was my air conditioning or heat. Yeah, this went on for quite a few months through both summer and winter time. So when the air conditioner or heater blew out warm air rather than cold or hot, I knew it was time to add more coolant. Now, some of you might be cringing, but yes, that's how I figured out when it was time to add more. So it was working for me. I knew deep down that I was spending a lot on coolant, but I just didn't feel like taking the extra time necessary to figure out what was really wrong. I was just using the Band-Aid method, coaxing the car along, doing the bare minimum to keep it driving for me. It was fulfilling its basic function, so I just kept going with it. Fingers crossed. Then one morning, I went out to my trusty vehicle to drive my 2 boys to school. The car failed me. It wouldn't start. So, you know, me with my great car knowledge, I checked the fluid. I had just filled it. I didn't think that low fluid was a reasonable hypothesis since it had been bone dry many times with no starter issues, but it was worth a try. Well, that tapped my entire knowledge base about the car. I had a car that was no longer fulfilling its basic function. I was finally forced into real action. I called the mechanic who makes house calls, and that was amazing. So the starting issue ended up being nothing more than a dead battery, an easy fix. The leak, however, was a disintegrating radiator. Once the mechanic removed it, he ran his hand down it to show me all the little metal fins just falling away. He said that it had been on the verge of failing altogether. It would not have been drivable. Coolant would have gushed all over the place. There would have been nothing to fill. I could have been left who knows where. So I was now thankful for the dead battery. It stopped my car from working and made me take the time to figure out what was really wrong, so address the underlying issue. Out of sheer luck, I was at home rather than on the side of the road somewhere. So it got me thinking, how often do we use the Band-Aid method in our lives? As long as something's still working, at least barely, we don't put the time or energy necessary to address it at all. We live with mediocrity rather than shooting for greatness. We limp along rather than soaring. We put time and energy into a Band-Aid, but nothing more. And if we're lucky, a smaller issue will pop up to give us a wake-up call before catastrophe strikes. So what in your life needs more attention now? Where do you need a wake-up call? I know you know what it is. So today I'm asking you to put your focus there. You're on a mission to make an impact in the world, and things need to be working well. So are you just skating at work but feel like, hey, the job still pays the bills? When's the last time you put extra energy at work? When did you put not just your time but your passion into your work? When did you last feel gratitude towards your boss, your subordinates, or peers? Or maybe it's your own business or wherever you're working to make your impact. Are you feeling frustrated while you fail to do what you must to really succeed, to really meet your mission? Is your relationship with your significant other just a partnership of convenience? Where have you set the bar? Do you figure if the house gets semi-clean and there's some clean clothes, you must both be doing something right? That's good enough. When's the last time you had a date together? When did you last feel passion? When did you feel an air of gratitude? When's the last time you took a moment to appreciate the fact that your partner is in your life? When did you last say, "I appreciate you," with words or a gesture? What energy is going to this important relationship to make it great? Wouldn't a rocking relationship be a better bar to set? What would that feel like? Does stress fill your life? Are you slapping the Band-Aid of alcohol or sleeping pills to keep going the way you're going? Who do you need to say no to with grace? Where do you need to recalibrate your expectations of yourself? Are you shooting for that impossible goal of perfection? What resentments are you carrying? Where do you need to have a voice? Where are you making assumptions that just increase your anger? Where do you need to ask clarifying questions or have good, healthy conversation? Are there boundaries that you need to set with others? Do you have a health issue that you just work around? I have to admit that I've done this for the past years, but I am full on addressing what's going on. Are you putting a Band-Aid on an issue? What if it's your tiny wake-up call, the one that will come before catastrophe hits? How can you get your body in motion? What are you fueling your body with? Do you have some good nutrition going in and some good water? You need to drink a lot of water. When did you have your last checkup? What health screenings have you put off as unimportant? Are you just tolerating your kids? Are they something to be dealt with, just another chore? When is the last time you celebrated them? When's the last time you had just fun and were present and talked to them and put your phone away? Where can you pour more energy into their lives? What wisdom can you teach? I can tell you, as a new empty nester, I had those moments of looking at them and saying, "Have I taught you enough?" How can you shower love on them? Where do you need to pull back the reins and pay attention to their lives? Who are they hanging out with and what do they do? Where do you maybe need to be stricter, set better boundaries? Where do they need to work harder to earn some things that they gain? Are you making sure that they learn the life lessons? You know, is life in your house similar to what it's going to be like out in the real world? What in your life is slowly getting worse and worse? What are you putting a Band-Aid on rather than actually fixing? What would it feel like to put full energy on fixing something rather than partial energy on Band-Aiding it? Where does your energy need to go before your kids are lost, your marriage falls apart, your health fails you, your boss fires you, or your business fails? Just stop and take a moment. I don't want today to be about freaking out about what's going on, but I just want you to press pause on where you've been putting your focus and think if you require a shift for a period to put more emphasis on something that's falling a bit behind, that's not where you want it to be. So let this episode be your wake-up call. You are a limited resource created for impact. Learn this lesson from my car. Take action now. It is time for you to soar. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that you've had some little nuggets and you'll be thinking about where you need to take action to do more than put a Band-Aid on something that's not the way it should be in your life. And if I can help you in any way, please reach out. Go to defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and reach out from there. I would love to hear from you and help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma in your life so that you can live the life of impact that you were made for. So until next time, make it a great day.